Asa Hutchinson, who lost his bid for governor in 2006, is seeking the job again in 2014. Last week, the one-time congressman talked to Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas about his reasons for running for public office. His resume includes not just his time in the U.S. House, but a tenure as a United States attorney and undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security, and a three-time candidate for statewide office. Roby Brock asked him why, after losing those three previous races for statewide office, he's seeking the governor's job in 2014.
Well, it's a different state. I mean, Arkansas has changed its politics. I joke that Asa hasn't changed, but the state's changed. And obviously, it's an open race instead of a very strong candidate. Mike Beebe has done a very good job in managing this state as governor. He's very popular as attorney general, a long career here in Arkansas politics, a very formidable opponent, obviously. But I think what it manifests is a consistent desire on my part and a commitment of my wife Susan and I for the state of Arkansas. We left Washington for a good reason. We wanted to come back, build our future here in this state, and continue to contribute to this state and to build it to make it the great place that it is and can be better for our children.
I don't have to tell you, Governor Mike Beebe enjoys very strong job approval ratings, very strong favorable ratings. Are you part of the 98% that believes he has done a good job as governor? How do you rank his performance as governor?
Well, there's always areas that you would disagree and you'd do differently, but by and large, the first responsibility of a governor is to manage the state. And he has managed the state, from a financial standpoint, a leadership standpoint. So there's some things I've disagreed, a lot that I've agreed with him on. But I think we should applaud his efforts. I think we'll talk about the Big River Steel Project. That's one example where he's leaned forward and trying to bring jobs to this state.
Let's talk about, you've got a primary opponent. Curtis Coleman has announced that he's going to seek the GOP nomination. There could be others. Curtis Coleman, a little bit more aligned with the Tea Party conservatives in the state of Arkansas. I think people would perhaps bookend you in, as an establishment Republican. You've paid your dues for a number of decades here. You mentioned that the state's different. How do you think a Republican primary is going to be different now in terms of the type of voter that comes out, and do you appeal to that base?
Well, let's look back at my career, first of all. I engaged with the Republican Party when we were extreme minority in this state, believing that a two-party system is helpful. And I think going back to Governor Clinton, I don't think many people consider me the establishment. I've been fighting for change in Arkansas for really decades. And that desire for positive change really continues. But when you look at competing in a Republican primary, we feel comfortable where we are. I think the question is do you have the right values for this state and can you win in November? And I think you look at those two questions, I think that they will answer that we have the right values and we got the best chance to win in November.
Are you expecting anybody else to get into the GOP primary on the primary side? And regardless of that, are you anticipating a series of debates? How are you going to kind of maybe campaign in that respect?
Well, one, it's very early. I'd just soon all of this be put off another year and still leave a year to campaign. But that's the nature of politics these days. You have to start early in fundraising and every aspect. So, it's wide open. There could be others that will jump in. I do not desire to have a bitter Republican primary. I don't think we will. I want to have a campaign about ideas. So we'll see how the field develops, but it's very unusual because it's an open seat. We don't have an incumbent governor that's running. So there's a lot of interest in it. It impacts our state. We're going to, obviously, we've always debated. And so that's the nature of campaigns, and it's important for the candidates to stand side by side and to hear them talk about the issues.
You are the designated front runner in this race. Our Talk Business poll shows you leading Bill Halter, 47-31%, shows you leading a hypothetical Mike Ross who may get in the race, 43-38%. Asa Hutchinson in front runner, not always put in the same sentence.
I don't even know
how to act. I've never been in that position before. Perhaps when I ran for Congress the first time I got elected. But, you know, polls I'm used to, and they're sort of dreadful in the sense that the media really likes to cover polls and fundraising, probably the two most unpleasant parts of politics. I wish they'd measure you more carefully on the issues and some of those things, but we're pleased with that, particularly whenever I've been in the private sector for the last 6 years. I've been running businesses, my law practice, and so I haven't been in the public eye, and so to be in this position early on is gratifying. I think it reflects some reservoir of goodwill across the state that we've generated through decades of service.
Let's talk about some issues. Bill Halter was on this show just last week, rolled out the Arkansas Promise, basically a college education plan. If you make a 2.5 grade point average, you get tuition paid at an Arkansas school. Do you support that proposal?
Well, first of all, I applaud him for a serious policy initiative. I read it, and it's creative. Obviously addresses a problem and a challenge that we have. And so those are the kind of issue discussions that we ought to welcome in a campaign. As far as supporting it, we've got a challenge with our young people and obviously bringing them to a four-year college or a two-year college, encouraging graduation rates, and then the cost of it. Is this solution? I have some hesitancy about the cost of it and embarking on a expansion of the lottery scholarship that's already shaky, I would say, and the legislature's having to scale back the scholarships based upon that. So I think we have to look at it very carefully. We do want to address the concern about college graduation rates. We want to look at the costs of it. So we welcome the debate on that. I applaud him for that initiative.
But you're down as a maybe right now. So
well, I'm not a maybe in support of it, but he's addressing a serious problem, and we need to come up with a plan that encourages work. It does encourage responsibility with our young people as well. I went to college on a student loan that was government guaranteed, and I paid it back over the course of years, and I worked part-time through college, and our students are willing to do that, and we also want to look at our colleges to make sure that they're doing what they can to keep tuition rates low. Does the plan that Mr. Halter proposed accomplish all of that? We want to make sure that we follow those values and that we don't increase the debt, an unknown debt for the future that will be the next generation's responsibility.
A big subject we could spend half a day talking about. Let's talk about the steel mill super project. You just saw Grant Tenniel on set just before our segment here. 525 jobs, $1.1 billion project, requires some state incentives and initiatives to get this off the ground. Do you think that that is the type of project you would try to recruit as governor of the state of Arkansas?
Absolutely. That's a project that creates high-paying jobs, obviously in the Delta region of the state that needs jobs, and it's in a industry that has good growth potential. It's in manufacturing, and we need to expand our manufacturing base in Arkansas. You look at Fort Smith, where I spent 19 years. They've lost Whirlpool. They've lost manufacturing jobs, so we look for opportunities to bring them back. But any investment like this, the legislature is doing the right thing, having a due diligence review. Let's see that if the promises can be kept of creation of 500 jobs, 75,000, if there's a reasonable return on the investment for the taxpayers of Arkansas. We have to be able to accept some risk, but it needs to be a thought out risk, and we share it with the equity holders as well.
Let's talk about health insurance. We've seen a big debate up at the legislature about taking basically Medicaid money, using it in a private health insurance exchange that is part of the Obamacare plan. Do you like the direction that debate is moving? Do you think that that is going to be a problem solver?
Well, the challenge is that either way, whether you take the Medicaid expansion or the private sector or the insurance exchange option, you're still talking about a lot of money, a lot of taxpayers' money. But it is expanding health care, which is consistent with what the Supreme Court has said needs to be done under Obamacare. So I like the direction of the debate because it's looking at a novel way to take the expansion of health care, which is our responsibility now, but doing it with some private sector options, which is the private insurance exchange. Obviously, we need to, the legislature and the governor needs to continue to negotiate this, to fine-tune that, to see what the risks are to Arkansas. But I much prefer combining a private sector equation in this solution versus simply a government solution.
We got about 60 seconds left. What else do you want to bring to the forefront in terms of policy as governor?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, when you talk about job creation, which is critical, and by the way, on the Big River Steel Project, we're all looking for a way to support that. I think the legislature wants to approve that project, but we've got some questions that still need to be answered. We got to expand on that, and it's entrepreneurs in our state that create the jobs. We need to have a climate that entrepreneurs can produce those kind of jobs that have made us grow as a state. So it's certainly our tax competitiveness with other states in the surrounding region. It's our pursuit of super projects. It's our increasing opportunities in education.
Roby Brock talked to Asa Hutchinson last week. You can hear more at talkbusiness.net. Support for talkbusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.